Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Hey, everybody. Welcome. So I just want to talk a little bit, kind of, you know, just a little bit about memories, some memories I have for you. A quick little memory. Back in the day, living in the trailer park, man, I remember as a kid, you just got thrown the fuck outside. Go outside. I don't want to see you inside until it's time for lunch and then dinner. In between those times, you're going to be outside. Unless it's raining, and then you got to be inside. Because we don't need you to get a cold. Because then, well, you get a cold, then we got to take you to the doctors. You miss school. I miss work. And then it's a whole conundrum. Oh, my gosh. I learned the lesson now as an adult. I promise you that. But just memories, you know, just growing up, you know, having to be outside all the time. I even remember doing it in the wintertime, going riding my bike in the winter. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't care. Just sent it. I go out riding my pedal bike out in the fucking dead of winter. I've ridden it in the dead of winter, in the middle of the country, in the middle of the night. Yeah, sneaking around, sneaking out in high school those days. I do remember those days. But I just, pedal bike gangs, man. Like, I remember it clearly because we lived on the back side of the park, right? And living on the back side of the park, you know, it takes a minute to get back that far. And then, you know, the park was actually separated in a way, front to back. By the road, the road was kind of separated. It was you had to go around a big wooded area and stuff, and there was like a trail, like a walking path that went through there, and everybody rode their bikes through it and stuff, and somebody built a jump on it, and you know it ended up kind of just being like a 4 foot big jump. It wasn't nothing. It just ended up being like a little round dirt hill after a while from so many people going on it and everything, and there'd be like ruts and stuff from people, you know, digging stuff out, and you know, people would dig out holes, and it just would, you know, kids being kids and teenagers being teenagers, literally just going out to the woods, just, we build forts out there and shit. But we had pedal bike gangs, man. Like, no, we didn't run around with chains or anything and beat the shit out of each other. We didn't do that. No, we definitely didn't do that. We honestly just would fucking talk shit to each other, race each other on our bikes, and that was really it. And if anybody was going to have conflict, we'd just take off on our bikes. You know what I mean? Because the back of the park was a little bit of the younger kids, and the front of the park was some of the older teenagers that lived up there. And they all hung out with each other, you know, and they all smoked cigarettes. They probably smoked weed and shit on the playground. Whoever fucking knows. But I would never go to the front of the park. I, you know, I'd get yelled at. I would, as my boundary was, you know, was pretty much that far. I couldn't go to the past the dumpsters where the mailboxes were and everything. So it was just like the back half of the park was all mine, and the woods area pretty much too. We had woods behind our house too. We'd go out in the woods and freaking play with toy guns and everything. My dad would dress up in all camo, and he'd dress up in all camo. He'd throw face paint on and shit. Fucking looking like a straight up ranger. I swear to God, he'd look like Rambo. This motherfucker, I swear to you, my brother and his childhood friend can atone to this. All right, this motherfucker would take legitimate tree branches off trees and stick them in his like clothes to make them blend in, you know? I mean, a pure genius. Yeah, it camouflaged. It worked. The dude was amazing at it. I learned a lot from just messing around out there. We used to take firecrackers and throw them at each other. I never did it. I was really young, but it was mainly my brother and my dad and his, and you know, my brother's friend. But yeah, it was good times back there at that trailer park. Good memories there, you know what I mean? And yeah, we would do all kinds of shit, you know. We would like, you see the videos, like people think they're hot shots and everything on their motorcycles and stuff, all these street guys out there doing their tricks and stuff, you know standing on the seats and, you know, popping wheelies and stuff like that and doing different things. Well, guess what, I was doing that shit at like 8-10 years old on my fucking pedal bike, so for fun, just for shits and giggles, just pedaling as fast as you can fucking go, and then just stand up on the fucking thing and just coast and be like, yeah. And, you know, you just do that. But yeah, I used to, first time I ever experienced a flare, like a flare, like a street flare that you put, like cops put on the ground and stuff like that. All right. Best. If you don't know what a flare is, watch the first Jurassic Park. You'll know what a flare is. Cause yeah. Anyways, I learned what a flare was then. I actually got to see it go off. You can thank the older kids in the park for that kind of stuff. Sorry, Mom, for the older kids fucking your kid's brain up a little bit in the beginning of life with bad things. But it's okay. It's all right. We're here for it. We survived. That's the key thing here, is we survived these crazy, crazy, crazy times, man. Oh, but the term "what didn't kill you made you stronger." That was the thing, you know. If you didn't wipe out and you still did these crazy things and lived to tell, and there was an audience about it. Oh man, you were a hot shot. And for the most part, it wasn't like I wasn't a hot shot, but I was well known. Like I, you know, we had at least 4 or 5 people in our little street pedal bike gang, you know, the little trailer park gang. Oh man. Memories there. Oh man, we had snow one time, the whole entire just park was just snowed in, and we had a Chevy S10, right? But this is picture a white square body S10 from like the 1990s, and it's like 2 foot off the ground because this thing is so small. And you know, like the roof is probably at like 4.5 feet tall, you know, sorry for that tall thing, I don't know what that was about, but maybe like 5 foot tall, you know what I mean? It's not a very tall truck, you know, and it's an S10, but I mean that thing was buried with snow. I mean, like 3-4 foot worth of snow. It was insane. We've had some crazy times there. We used to build snow forts in the right, like 2 houses down to my right from like our driveway. Like from, you know, when we walk out of our house, you know, 2 houses down my right. It'd be my right because I'm exiting my house. Shut up and leave me alone. People with directional issues. So it's 2 houses down was like, that was the corner of the road, but that was the T. Like, my street was just a one street, and the only way to get off that road was to go back on the main street, you know what I mean, that exited out of the park. Well, that road, the main road, teed up to our road, and they would push the snow down that street, and then onto the bank right there. So there would be a huge mountain. I mean, like, a freaking 12-15 foot mountain of snow, a massive mountain of snow. We just go out there, shovels, and start burrowing into the motherfucker. and you just build big ass forts and stuff in them and hope to God that it didn't collapse when you were in there and everything. Yeah. Or then there isn't those asshole kids that would just do it, that would collapse it while you're in there on purpose, just to, I don't know, watch it and hear you scream for freaking bloody murder. I don't know. Either way, though, some of it was kind of jacked up. A lot of jacked up things happens in trailer parks. You know, it's trailer parks. I don't know what you're going to do except just have fun. Kind of just stay to yourself in a way, you know? I don't know. But anyways, trailer park, man, that shit was fun back in the day, I promise you that. And a lot of shenanigans would happen. a lot of shenanigans, a lot of stuff I really probably would never say out loud, especially on record, to be really honest. Not like I broke hella law. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying just some personal stories that are going to go down in my grave that I won't record. You know what I mean? Everyone has those stories that they just don't feel like they need to share in life, and that's okay. And it's not like I murdered somebody, and I'm not saying that. And please, for the love of God, do not try to. And I didn't do anything like that. It's just no cops were involved. It's just some nonsense. Anyways, just kids, you know, being kids. Pretty much. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.